Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The eight candidates competing for four at-large seats on the Boston City Council faced off yesterday in a debate 2 weeks ahead of the election on November 5th. WBUR's Simone Rios reports the debate tackled issues including housing and the opioid crisis.
The eight candidates generally agree on the problems they say Boston is facing: traffic congestion, the opioid epidemic, and the lack of affordable housing. Where they differ is in how to address them.
We can no longer afford to push for incremental change.
That's Julia Mejia, a first-time candidate from Dorchester, referring to the city policy that requires 13% of units in new housing developments to be affordable. She wants to nearly quadruple that requirement.
If we ask for 50%, we might get 30, but if we're only asking for 20, we're lucky if we get 15 or 18. So I think that we have an opportunity to negotiate.
For incumbent councillor Althea Garrison, the solution to homelessness starts with stabilizing rents by bringing back rent control, even though it's banned under state law.
The city council is going to have to reconsider rent control, get it on the ballot, and let the people decide for their own selves, for the city of Boston, whether they want rent control or not.
Tuesday's debate was hosted by WBUR and sponsored by the Boston Globe and the McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston. Tiziana Deering of WBUR and the Globe's Adrian Walker moderated the event, which also focused on addiction and policing. Councillor Michelle Wu, who finished first in last month's preliminary election, took aim at the city's plans to rebuild an addiction treatment facility on Long Island. Wu noted that the projected cost has increased by $12 million to the current estimate of $92 million.
Even if we were able to get permits tomorrow, it would still be a 3 to 5 year process to rebuild the bridge, not to mention the funding for new buildings and where the beds would actually, the services actually provided on the island. I have deep concerns about whether this is the most effective and immediate way to address the opiate crisis.
The candidates also talked about Operation Clean Sweep, a Boston police action that resulted in 34 arrests at the intersection of Melnia Cass Boulevard and Mass Ave. That's where a concentration of treatment services draws large crowds of people in recovery, as well as active users and suspected dealers. Dorchester-based Erin Murphy said she was glad the city finally took action.
This has been a problem for a long time. It's been bubbling up. And I want to say that oftentimes in the city, we react. We're not proactive. So I think this was a good example of the city reacting to something that had been an issue.
David Halbert, who also lives in Dorchester, said he supports the idea of safe injection sites, which are prohibited under federal law.
Every time I take my daughter to a park, one of my gravest concerns is that she's going to prick herself on a needle and it's going to change our lives. No parent in the city of Boston should ever have to live under that kind of fear.
But incumbent councillor Michael Flaherty said Boston shouldn't bear the burden of responding to the opioid epidemic by itself. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.